Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Is this our second earliest time to record a podcast or our first earliest time?
I don't know. I was trying to think because we did that one really early. And remember how I was real out of it the whole time.
Well, I feel like I've got a little bit of a, I've got a little deeper voice than normal this morning, yeah. I feel like.
Well, I've been up for a little bit, but I was so excited this morning. It took me forever to roll out of bed, but knowing it's the last day of school before Christmas break, it gave me an extra measure of joy this morning. And I even rallied enough to sing Caroline this morning while she was eating her breakfast. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. And it got a big fat eye roll, but yeah, it made me real happy. Yeah. So
why do you want to be so embarrassing all the time?
Yes. Why do you want to? That's when we pulled up to the junior school the other day. She was upset and she was in a bad, just kind of cranky and in a bad mood. And One Less Problem Without You came on. And so I turned it up and like we started and she kind of like it changed her mood for a minute. Like she kind of got energized by it, you know. And then as we were pulling into the school parking lot, she like turned it down. And I said, what, are you afraid I'm going to do this? And I kind of like did some dance moves. She goes, Mom, just stop. Just stop right now.
Listen, I guess it was Sunday afternoon. We went to the sixth grade girls basketball game to see some of Alex's friends play. And right before it started, he said, Mama, listen, I know you're going to yell, but don't yell directly at any of them. Like, don't say any of their names in a way that would make everybody turn and look at you. And I said, hey, you know me well enough to know I'm going to yell at a basketball game. Like, I'm all in for these girls. And he was like, but just, that's fine. Like, yell for the team, but don't, like, yell individually. So after about the sixth time I did it, he was like, I'm going to go over here and sit with you. And he did. He went, he moved.
Oh, we used to be so cool. Remember?
We used to be so cool.
But now we're just being told, stop it. Just stop. So, but it kind of makes me want to do it more. Like,
me
I wouldn't,
too.
I truly wouldn't out and out embarrass her. Like, I wouldn't. But like when she tells me to quit dancing in the car, it makes me just want to dance all the more, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I think that's where you just, listen, those are coping skills you develop in those moments, children. If I, like, right now, my thing is that part in Focus, that Ariana Grande song where she says, like, 1, 2, 3, come on, like, come on, girls, or something, and then it's, like, saxophones, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yes. That's my personal favorite right now, just, like, to break down some dance moves in the car, and it is, listen, it is horrifying for an almost 13-year-old in the back seat.
Well, I know. It's just, we've never been more embarrassing. It's just one of those things. But I think, listen, I think knowing that your parents aren't afraid to embarrass you, because Gully always says that what kept her out of a lot of trouble in high school and going to parties that she shouldn't be was she had no doubt that her mom might show up in her nightgown to drag her out of them
if
she found out where she was. And I'm like, that'll keep you honest.
That'll keep you honest. It sure will. That's a good point.
Yeah. So I think there's nothing wrong with knowing your mom. In fact, Gully said her husband the other day, he was like dancing around the kitchen and Jackson was like, Dad. And he's like, I can bust these moves out anytime. Just,
at just any live, time. Live in fear of that. I can't remember where I know we were at the sixth grade choir thing last Friday. And David's thing right now is that anytime he sees Alex or one of his friends, like, across the room, he likes to scream their names and, like, wave his arms above his head. And they get kind of tickled, but they are so mortified. And it's just...
Oh, makes me so happy. It makes me so happy.
But you need to know you're a part of a community of people who aren't afraid to, like, make a little spectacle, like, if need be. So
yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. So it's going to keep you honest. Might keep you a little honest. So
it's delightful. It's my favorite.
Oh, me too. So anyway, so that's that. And then, so Christmas is a week from today.
So Christmas is, in fact, a week from today.
Yes, it is. Are you ready?
No, I am not. I have not wrapped one thing. I have not finished shopping. I don't really know when I'm going to finish shopping.
Okay.
I think I'm running up against the deadline to even order things. No, I'm in no way, shape, form, fashion prepared, but... We are going to go to, I'm going to do something with these headphones. They're real loud. We're going to Mississippi early next week just for the day. And so I figure in the car that day, I'll figure out my menu.
Okay.
I figured out my menu for my Thanksgiving meal on the plane coming back from Universal.
Yeah. Well, that's all you need because you're not going to go to the store today.
No, heavens no, I'm not going to the store today. So anyways, I figure I'll get that all squared away sometime early next week. And then, you know me though, I like to get to the grocery store fairly, or at least 2 days before a holiday because of the amateurs.
I agree.
So I've got to work that out. And I don't know, somehow I'll get it squared away.
Yeah, it all comes together. I mean, that's kind of, you know, Gully and I did our Christmas shopping weekend this past weekend, but we had to kind of like refigure it all out. Reconfigure maybe is the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
Sure.
We had to, because Perry and Caroline came home and normally we wrap Saturday night. So we ended up wrapping presents at my house yesterday. And so, and I had lost two of Caroline's Christmas presents.
Which I so appreciate. I appreciate.
I could not even, and I mean, because it was kind of one of those that when I came in with all my bags, since normally everything's wrapped, I don't have to worry about her seeing stuff, but I just shoved a bunch of stuff different places. And then as I was looking at my list, as I was wrapping, I was like, I have no idea. I mean, I have torn the house apart. And then I finally found them. I had put them like back behind my suitcase in my closet, but they were so hidden that I didn't.
You could not, in fact, find them.
No, I could not find them, but I have now since found them. And so I do have some wrap presents under my tree now, but I still have more to wrap. So I'm not quite done. And then as far as food, I don't know what all, I still don't know what all I'm doing. I've got some vague ideas though.
I'm leaning towards steaks on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's good. Now, would you do like baked potatoes with them or would you do like a potato casserole?
I think what I would do just based on what the people seem to like. I think I would do probably a twice baked potato.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like I love to cook. Like, first, I've got something weird to me. I love to cook steak. And I feel like that's such a treat to have a really good one. But by the same token, that's kind of an easy thing to do. Like, this, for some reason, it's not as elaborate as doing like a standing rib roast or something like that. But
it's good. It's so good.
It's so good. So I think I'm going to do steak for Christmas.
Okay. Dinner. Will you do it on the grill? Do you put it on your grill?
No, I do them in the cast iron skillet.
You do? I need to know more about this.
They're so good. Oh my word.
Tell me, walk me through. Like butter in the skillet.
Okay, so skillet up like scorching high. I mean, like where you think, I don't know that this is wise to turn the skillet, like to turn the stove up this high. But somewhere like on the high end of between medium and high, like
okay,
pretty high up there to get okay. it super hot. And then, I will an hour beforehand, I will have like salted, peppered the steaks, put whatever seasons I want on there. There's a seasoning I get at Fresh Market that I really love on steak. And so I'll do that and let them rest at room temperature covered for about an hour.
Okay.
I don't know why I think the meat needs to rest, but for some reason I think it cooks better when it's closer to room temperature than really cold.
That makes sense.
So skillet up way high, and while the skillet is heating up, I turn the oven on to about between probably about 475, like between 450 and 475, and let it preheat. And then skillet is so hot, and I put olive oil and butter in there. And if you think, well, the butter's going to burn, if you get the olive oil in there first, it won't. But and it may brown, but it's going to be delicious.
Okay.
And then I put the fillets in, and like you want them to sizzle when they hit. So I put the fillets in and let them cook for about 2 minutes. Now, keep in mind, we don't like anything around here that still moves. So yeah. I'm going to cook more medium well.
Okay.
So I let it cook for about 2 minutes, and then I flip them over and let them cook for 2 minutes so that there's a really good crust on each side. And then take them off the stove and put them in the oven for, I don't know, maybe like 8 minutes.
Okay.
And then they're done. And
wow, you just that sounds delicious.
Pull them out. And then if you think, it's not quite done enough, or like my mama really likes done meat, I can always put one back in there for, you know, 4 or 5 more minutes. And I don't know. They're so good. And so, okay. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. I think that's a good call. That actually sounds really good. I know I'm trying to decide because we're just going to be here Christmas Day is mm-hmm. what we decided we wanted to do just because we've never had a Christmas where we've just really been at home. And so we'll go to Mimi and Bob's and we do tamales. We pick up, that's a San Antonio thing. So we pick up tamales. And so I love that because that's tamales and queso and guacamole. And we do a whole Mexican food thing Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, I always do a breakfast casserole, just that, you know, the egg and sausage and, you know, the traditional, my people love that. And then I've made cinnamon rolls because that's what I give to like neighbors and stuff. So I do the Pioneer Woman cinnamon rolls and we'll flat eat like two pans of those. And, but that afternoon, I'm not real sure because what I did last year was I'd made a big pot of gumbo and we did like chicken and sausage gumbo later on that night. Mm-hmm. But now it's going to be like we were just talking about earlier, it's going to be like 85 degrees Christmas Day. Right. And so I don't know if you want to like curl up with it. Here's some nice hot mm-mm. gumbo. Mm-mm. It just doesn't feel right. So, I don't know. But now I'm thinking because you had just asked if our little outdoor kitchen that Perry's been building is finished, we could grill out there. We could do like a cookout on Christmas Day. So maybe we'll do that.
You could do like a low country boil on Christmas Day.
Oh, yes, we could.
You sure could. That would be delicious.
Oh, that would be delicious. Okay.
And well, that's something I want to sit outside and eat. That's mm-hmm. something I loved. I want to sit outside and eat and peel some shrimp and.
Yes, yes. That would be
so. Put some newspaper on some tables.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now I've got to think about that because that gives us an outside option. And then I also love to have, you know, at Christmas time, I like to have a lot of cheeses and dips and all that stuff. Just as people come in or drop by the house, I like to have. A lot of that kind of stuff around. And you know what I've really been craving that I've been wanting to make is Pioneer Woman's olive bread.
Oh, that's so good.
I haven't had it in forever. And you know what else I haven't had in forever is that tomato thing I make.
I thought about that tomato thing you make maybe like yesterday or the day before because mm-hmm. I haven't made that in a while. And it is so, so delicious.
It's so good. It is so good. And I was like, man, that sounds good. So anyway, I'm going to have to think of some strategies, some cooking things.
Well, you know, this is the first Christmas because, you know, with the gluten-free thing, which, you know, I'm not like super whatever, but I do. Yeah. I feel so much better that I'm mindful of it. So, that's one reason why I'm kind of like steak is easy. Like twice baked potatoes, that's easy. I may do like Brussels sprouts or something for a vegetable.
Yeah.
That's easy. But let me tell you this that somebody did for us at work earlier this week. They brought in and this would I guess would be like a this would be more of a Christmas Eve thing if you think you're going to have people drop by. Mm-hmm. But they popped all manner of popcorn.
Yes.
Put it in a big bowl. And then they laid out, like, I don't know, 25 little sacks. And then there were M&Ms and cashews and raisins. And I know. Mm-hmm. It was genius. Like, all kinds of different, like, candies and nuts and things. And then you got your popcorn and you made your own sweet salty mix.
Oh, I love that. It was like a little
popcorn bar. It was the cutest thing.
Well, that is super cute. I love that.
And okay, you can set that up without like really even having to cook. You just have to go mm-hmm. buy the stuff. And then they brought some cute decorations, you know, like to put behind the bowls and all that. It was very festive and it was like the easiest thing, you know, I mean, so much easier than. So especially I think if you had like if you had little kids, mm-hmm. I'd be doing that all day long.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do. That's super easy. I know. Yeah, and you know what? The popcorn, you talking about the popcorn and all that reminds me of, you know what I will be making is homemade Chex Mix.
Oh, I have not made that yet, but you know how I love it.
I don't know that there's anything. I will just flat eat that. Like if I make that good homemade Chex Mix, like the straight up, like Ree has the recipe mm-hmm. on her blog. That old school Chex Mix with the peanuts and whatever, I'll eat that for like meals.
Me too.
Like I'll eat that for like days where I'm just going to have like, I just need like something to drink in this Chex Mix. That's all I need.
You know what makes that Chex Mix so good besides butter is that Lowry seasoning salt.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. It's uh-huh. so salty. Uh-huh. It's so salty.
Uh-huh. And the Worcestershire, I always use a little bit more than it. Mm, that is just, It's just hard to beat. In fact, I was craving it so much the other day. I was like, well, I'm just going to buy a bag of the like Made Chex Mix. Can't even hold a candle.
No, that, it cannot.
That Made Chex Mix is like, it's garbage compared to the homemade.
It's cardboard Chex. Compared to
it
the
is. Home. Mm-hmm. It is.
Because you don't get the flavor of butter and Worcestershire mm-hmm. and Lowry seasoned salt.
No. Well, and they put weird, I don't like those baguette chips in there. I don't like those like crunchy breadstick things. I like my Chex Mix. Well, when I make it homemade, I do like it with other stuff, but not that stuff. But I like the cereal. Give me the mm-hmm. Chex. It's mm-hmm. Chex Mix. It's not dried baguette mix.
Good one. Good.
Guess I told them.
That's right. You should write a letter.
Take that, Mr. Chex.
That's right. Well, I'm sitting here thinking, like I could do the rice Chex and the corn Chex, leave mm-hmm. out the wheat Chex.
Yeah.
And still make a fine assemblage of Chex Mix.
That's the beauty of it. You make it with whatever you want. Nobody's the boss of your Chex
Mix. That's right. Nobody is the boss of your Chex Mix.
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm fixing to write that down so I don't forget to get the stuff for it.
Nobody's the boss of your Chex Mix.
Yeah. I'm going to make a book title. So.
I'm going to put that on my mirror every morning. That's going to be one of my affirmations. Nobody is the boss mm-hmm. of my Chex Mix.
One of the guys I taught, I don't know, I think he graduated in 2012. So he's about to be a senior at Alabama. He came by earlier this week, and as we were talking, he kept saying, "Wait, that's a book. That's my book title. That's my book title." And by the time we left, we had a book title and a subtitle for him.
Good.
Uh huh. It was very productive. Okay, Chex Mix. Uh huh. And then you said something else that made me think of something I wanted to get.
Olive bread.
The olive bread. See, the bread I can't do, but I could flat eat that topping.
Oh, that topping. Well, you could do that topping on like some Mary's Gone crackers, those gluten yes. crackers. Because that just that topping is good.
Make it as a dip.
Yeah. It's good as a dip.
Speaking of salty.
Oh, listen, you talk about you won't be able to wear your rings for a week after mm-hmm. you eat that. But it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
Okay. I need Worcestershire, and I need Lowry. So just forgive me while I make this grocery list.
No, listen, this is, I mean, that's like a podcast high, you actually making a grocery list while we're podcasting.
I know, but I've got to go. Alex needs a Dirty Santa present for something he's going to. So I can grab that while we're in Target.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
All of those things.
Yes, there will be everything you need for Chex Mix. In fact, you know what? That I may go ahead and do that today too, because I need to go to Target, and that's a good call.
Hey, is anybody in your family going to see Star Wars?
No. I mean, my people are moderately into Star Wars. I mean, like, Caroline has seen all the Star Wars movies. And there was a time when she was, like, probably 7 or 8 that she got real into watching. Like, they watched all the Star Wars things. But we're moderate Star Wars fans. So, I mean, it's the kind of thing that, like, maybe over Christmas, if, like, we find ourselves with a day and there's nothing going on, I could maybe. I don't know that Perry Schenkel has been to a movie theater.
Sure.
To see an actual movie since maybe like the Bourne Ultimatum came out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's been a long time. He just is not one to be like, hey, let's go sit in this theater for hours. That's just not his thing. So I feel like most stuff we end up waiting for, and he would be the catalyst behind the Star Wars, because what I want to go see is Creed. That is,
I have heard it is very good.
It is very good. Well, and you know who's Creed is?
Yes, I do know who Friday Night Lights. Yes, Vince. Yes.
And I love him. He's like one of my very favorites. So, and I listen, and Rocky Balboa.
Daddy, Vince's daddy. I still.
Oh, listen. Well, I'm going to tell you, I feel like some of that's going on with the A&M football program now.
Okay. So that's put a pin in that, because we're going to come back to that.
We'll come back to that. But yes, so anyway, Rocky Balboa holds a very special place in my heart. I'm a big fan of the Rocky movies. Mm-hmm. And so I do want to go see Creed, but I've kind of been saving it for Christmas break.
Gotcha.
Mainly because I don't know when else we would have had time to do it. But Star Wars, now, I know your people will go see Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. They've got plans Sunday to go.
Uh-huh. But will you go? You won't go.
Oh, no. Well, I can't. I mean, I saw the ones that came out when we were little.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't really tell you what happened or how they fit together. I just thought that Princess Leia was really pretty.
Uh-huh.
You know, and...
Yeah, she is.
And I thought Han Solo was funny. But, like, but as far as the plot of those movies, I could not recount them to you for love nor money. So,
No, it's a galaxy. I'm going to tell you, it's a galaxy far,
far,
far
far
away,
away. Yeah.
is what it is. And
And
it's a battle between good and evil.
there's some conflict.
Darth Vader, Anakin, he turns bad. And
Anakin, say I would have said Anakin is a person in the movies.
He turns bad. And then there's something about some Padawans, but I don't know anything, and I don't know. That's all I know.
Yeah, so clearly, like for me to go sit in that movie, it would be like, I don't know. And I'm sure it's, I mean, because David even said, he was like, well, you know, it's self-contained because they're not going to make it where, you know, some prerequisite for enjoying it is that you've seen all of them. So that part, you know, I appreciate, but like, I'm going to say on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being like, I wouldn't miss it from the world, I'm somewhere around a 1.5.
That's and you might be that might put you one ahead of me.
Yeah, which is a really mild disinterest. Like,
That's kind of me. I don't care about all those. But the people that were like last night, like dressing up, going to the theater and all that. But I don't think there's like a movie. I don't know that there's anything that I would theme dress for and then attend.
Oh, it would basically take like Jesus's return and somebody telling me that a costume was a prerequisite for like getting to go with him. Like that would be what it would take to get me to dress up because I'm not really gonna you know, it's like my friend Lauren has a this she's sent put some pictures on Facebook or something this Halloween and they were all like in costumes, like themed costumes as a family and they looked darling. And I was like, well, see, that's where you're like 19 steps ahead of me because that's one thing we've never done is like dress together for a holiday. Like, and
No.
it's just there's something in me, like, it's not that I'm opposed to it, it's like my brain does not think on that level. Like, it's not that that it just it does not it would not ever occur to me. Like, it
No.
just
No, me neither. Me neither. It's just not my thing. Now I might dress up like if there was a Friday Night Lights movie, I might dress up
Oh,
like Tammy Taylor.
good
But
call,
that I might do
yeah.
that. I'd wear.
You dress up with like Tammy Taylor walking in with that wine glass that holds an entire bottle.
Exactly right. I'd have a big wine glass. The good news is for that, I have everything needed for that costume. I have everything. I have a big wine glass. I have cowboy boots. I could pull out some sort of dress that I wear, and then
You could
that
roll
would,
your hair like you
I
could get.
would, yep, I'd put some hot rollers in my hair, and I've got the y'all down pat. So I feel like I could do that easy. So that would be it. So that, but that's about the extent of my fanaticism about something.
Yeah, I did see a ton of great costumes last night. Like people look super cute getting
Oh
ready to go.
yeah, I think it's so fun. I mean, it makes me wish I have always, well, I have always wished is an overstatement. I have not always wished, but I, you know, Caroline, we weren't into Harry Potter until after Harry Potter, the movies had all been in the theaters. You know what I mean? So like, we just always watched them on, but I'm like, it would be fun. I wish there was something that we were into that it would be like, we want to be at the movie theater at midnight to see the
Sure.
first showing or whatever, but there's just not.
Right. Well,
Harry Potter would have been that for us, but now I'm like, I don't know what it would be.
even at Universal, that people dress up to go, like when you get that hour early entry into the theme park, so you can go straight back to Harry Potter. People are dressed up, you know, like.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I think probably based on our earlier conversation, the days of her letting me dress up and go somewhere in public are probably gone. That's
Yeah.
probably, that ship has sailed.
Yes, it has. Okay, so what about Aggie football?
Listen, I don't know. It's a train wreck. You know,
Okay,
I
well,
don't.
pull everybody up to speed
Okay.
in case they don't know, because was it the end of last week?
It was the end of last week that Kyle Allen, who was our five-star quarterback out of high school from Arizona, declared that he was going to transfer from A&M. He was leaving the program. And listen, here's what I will say. It's not like anybody was lighting our offense on fire this season.
Right.
So he was a five-star quarterback. And then as of yesterday, it became official that Kyler Murray, who was our other five-star quarterback, whose daddy played quarterback for A&M back in the 80s. So he's a legacy, came to our school. Everybody was like, he's the great next thing, whatever. He announced he's transferring. So we've lost 10 stars worth of
Ten
quarterbacks,
stars worth, yeah.
10 stars worth in a week, which is like unprecedented for a football program.
And these are guys who are going to have to sit out a year no matter where they go. Like they're losing a year of eligibility too.
They're losing a year of eligibility and they can't go. So when you get your transfer release, they can't go play for anybody in the SEC because they can't play for anybody in our conference. Mm-hmm. And they can't play for anybody who's on our schedule to play against us.
So that limits you in terms of where you can go.
It limits where you can go. I've heard rumors that Kyle Allen is looking at University of Houston. And then I have heard today that Kyler Murray is looking at OU or Texas. Which I say, good riddance.
Yeah.
But here's what I think is so fascinating is everybody, I mean, like Wednesday, it was like the sky was falling, like the whole thing. And you know, our football field is called Kyle Field. So you have Kyle and Kyle and Kyle. So everybody's like, is Kyle Field going to also transfer? I mean, like what's happening, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But as I have read, as you know, I have done some in-depth reading and research. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think maybe there was a little bit of an entitlement problem. I think we had some diva-esque behavior. And it's been interesting to see what athletes who are within the program and former athletes have now are coming out and saying, which is, I always played for the name on the front of my jersey. Five stars in high school doesn't mean anything. You have to earn what you are in college.
You know, that's what I think. That's why I think this whole star thing is ridiculous.
I agree.
Because what it comes down to is how hard are you going to work? And what kind of teammate are you going to be? Like that initial skill is valuable, but only if you're willing to buy in with your whole team.
Yep.
And the people on it. Like it's.
Yeah. Yep. And I think if you come in and you want it to be all about yourself, which I think is also very contrary to the Aggie way, like that you're just in it for yourself. Yeah. That's just, so I think it, to me, more than them leaving the football program, I think the bigger black eye is like people at A&M are so loyal to A&M that it's like, if you want to leave, if you don't want to be here, then don't let the door hit you on your way out. Mm-hmm. Go on, like go. And so I think that's kind of become the mentality. And I personally am excited because our third string quarterback is a kid named Jake Kubenak, who is a transfer from Blinn, which is a junior college in Brenham. Mm-hmm. He has done phenomenally. He did phenomenally well there, and he's kind of been overlooked. And I'm going to tell you, and this is going to get you, because this is what everybody, it's funny to see how everybody's come out in support of Kubenak. Like you can tell the team is really rallying around him and they're excited. Mm. And he's just a kid trying to prove himself. And here's what got me is I saw somebody had retweeted that his mom yesterday had said, God has aligned the stars with a bunch of stars.
Oh.
I was like, well, I'm all in. I'm all in on Jake Kubenak. He's my guy. I'm excited. I hope that he comes out because I'm like, the thing is, as you know, what was I going to say? Hard work beats talent any day of the week.
Listen, Dak Prescott.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And I think sometimes it's these kids who come in and have to prove themselves. And I think that social media and Twitter and all that stuff has created kind of these recruit monsters because these kids get so much hype and everybody's begging for them and clamoring for them and they start to believe their own press. And I think they walk on a college campus believing they're entitled to certain things. And I think at the end of the day, you've got to, it's a whole new ball game. You've got to prove yourself all over again.
Well, I saw earlier this week, there was a kid who committed, to Ole Miss, but he did it. He recorded something. I'd have to look back on Facebook to see what it was. And I didn't watch it, to be fair, but like my first reaction was, okay, if somebody's going to make that big a production out of their commitment thing, watch out for that.
Yeah.
Because that requires some ego.
Yeah.
And you put that, that ego is going to have to go away for somebody to be effective on college football team that's healthy and good.
I agree. And I think a commitment is a commitment. And I mean, like if my child were to ever be in a situation where she were being, recruited by all these different colleges or whatever, I would be like, do not open your mouth and say one word about where you're going to school until you're 100% sure that that's your school. I mean, just with all this, like I'm committing and I'm decommitting and I'm going to, I don't know. It just feels like a game to me. And it's like, we feed the beast. So bottom line is, A&M is about so much more to me than football, and as mad as I get when we lose and I get so frustrated, I would rather see, my frustration over the last 2 years has been, I would rather see a team lose with some heart than what I've seen on our field.
Well, so, I mean, I'm right with you. I mean, I don't, the school is so much bigger than any one person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. And if you don't want to be there, go on. And I mean, if you can leave A&M and decide you're going to go play for the Longhorns, I just don't even, there's nothing I can say that's appropriate on this podcast about that. So, the end.
Okay, here's what this video was. It says it's an 85-second video with highlight clips, and he's walking down the hallways of finalists Alabama, Ole Miss, Auburn, Georgia, and LSU. At the end, he's shown walking onto a football field as the crowd chants, "Are you ready?" and the clouds form Ole Miss.
No, that's too much. That's too much. Well, and I'm going to tell you, Gully, this isn't going to surprise you, but Aggies, our Aggie like football preseason promo video, you know how they always do those hype videos and whatever. It was a lot of it had Kyler Murray and it was clips from high school. And she said, "You know what I don't want to see on our Aggie football promo is what that kid did in high school." She said, "I need to see what he's going to do on a college football field."
That's
And
true.
so she said it back in August. And I was like, "But he's going to be so good." And now you see, nope, goodbye. That's what I said. Goodbye. Bye bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. That's it. So all done. But anyway, so that's it. So I don't know, you know. And then so then the other big component is Sumlin our guy? Is Sumlin not our guy? Is this a Sumlin problem? What's happening? Blah blah blah. You know that I am a huge Kevin Sumlin fan.
Yes.
So I am not ready to say that he is not our guy. I just feel like we don't know. It's so easy to sit and speculate on like this is going on or this is going on or whatever. I so want it to be the case that he was just trying to manage a lot of stuff and we're going to get it all together just because I really like him.
Well, it sort of sounds like to me like you may have had a couple of people who weren't willing to buy into his way and he had to make a hard stand.
That's yes. And I think it was interesting to read. And then we'll quit talking about football because I know people are like, God, I'm dying of boredom right now. Please talk more about dips. Could Sophie please make some more of her grocery list instead of football? No, I think that people were saying like he was in kind of a no-win situation because if he had not recruited Kyler Murray or if he had
Right.
not signed him, people would have been outraged about like, what are you doing that you didn't get this legacy player, blah, 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 blah. And so I think maybe he played that game up to a point and now it's coming back where he probably should have just, but he was in a no-win situation, I feel
Right.
like. So, the end.
The end.
The end. But I am excited about bowl season, even though there's really not that many good bowls until like New Year's Eve.
Oh, I know. There's not much going on until I think we till we kind of get started in the playoffs.
Which I'm excited to see. I always like seeing how all these teams pair up when they actually get to play each other.
So, will you cheer for Alabama?
Yeah, because I think you've got to cheer for the conference.
Yeah, I'm with you,
Don't you think?
sister.
I mean, it's the evil empire, but it's our evil empire, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I'm listen, roll tide.
Yeah, that's me. I'm all in. I'm all in for Bama. So that's that. And then I'm trying to think anything else.
I don't have any new dips, by the way. I don't think I have a single new dip to make for Christmas.
No, I haven't made any. I'm trying to think if I've made any new dips. And what I'm thinking I'll make. I bought this, they have this really good, and I can't remember the name, but there's two different, like, kind of Chipotle type glaze things that are just those, you know, that you pour over a block of cream cheese. And I like that. I think that's a, you know, that's an old standard, but I think it's good. And then, yeah, I haven't made any new dips. We're actually going to College Station this weekend, and Gully's mom is always a good one to have made a new dip.
Oh, I do so love a new dip discovery.
I know. And so I'll be interested to see because she always has some new, she always has made some sort of new dip that's good. So, and invariably with sour cream and mayonnaise and
Oh.
probably some cheese. So, we'll see what kind of dips she'll have some new dip, I bet.
Well, I'm hoping this weekend Alex is going on a camp out, and so I'm hoping I can get some writing done.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that yeah, it would.
Yeah,
It'd
be
be
good.
so good. I'm hoping I can get some writing done, but maybe in the interim I'll find some dip discoveries somewhere along the internet.
Yeah, I know. I feel like if I'd get on Pinterest for just a little bit, that I could maybe find something that piqued my interest.
I did make this past week. One night I was like, you know, I feel like I haven't cooked nearly as much this fall as I normally do. But I made tortilla soup and I kind of started with Trisha Yearwood's recipe, but I remembered last time I made it, I thought it was too brothy in the
Okay.
sense that it didn't have enough stuff in it. And so I kind of doubled up on the vegetables that she puts in there. And kind of doubled up on some of the seasoning. But it was really good. Like, I will say, David ate soup 3 nights in a row, which is kind of, that's kind of unprecedented for him.
I was going to say, that's a lot of soup for him.
That's a lot of soup for him. So I may make that again next week when people are here, because Mama loves soup. And
okay, yeah, that sounds like a good one. Now, listen, this is not nearly as gourmet, but just a tip, and I had never tried it. I had bought a while back, and I had never made it, from Trader Joe's, just their frozen fried rice, and then their frozen orange chicken.
I have heard so many people talking about the orange chicken lately.
Listen, my people ate that up. I mean, that is going to be one of our staples, because it could not have been easier. Oh my gosh, it was super quick. But you just
going on my list.
Yeah, you fry up that fried rice in a pan. Like, and I would get 2 bags of it at least.
Okay.
Because one bag was enough for us for a meal, but like, we didn't have any leftovers. And then that orange chicken, it's already all battered, and you just put it on a cookie sheet and you bake it for like 20 minutes. And I did 2 bags of that because I knew my people would eat that up. And then it comes with this orange sauce packet that's frozen. So then I just heated that up on the stove in a saucepan. So you drizzle, you control how much of the orange you want on your orange chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they loved that like nothing. I was like, well, I mean, I don't know why I'd batter my own chicken when I can do this. It was so good and so easy.
Have you had the dark chocolate peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I can only buy them every now and then. They're so good.
They're so good.
Oh, I know. They are so good, but they're not gluten-free.
No, they're not. That's just, they can have traces of wheat in them. So I have like one a day, you know, like a, they're so good. I tell myself that they've got to be, I mean, it's just peanut butter and dark chocolate. So it can't have a ton of gluten in there.
No, it doesn't have a ton of gluten. I mean, where's the gluten coming from?
Well, it really just says on the label, like, it could have interfered with wheat somewhere. And I'm like, oh, if it could have just interfered. I mean, like, if it just ran across some, I know some people who have legit celiac disease can't take a trace of it, but that is not the case.
No, you can, I mean, have you ever tried to eat like a whole, like a real gluten-free cookie?
No, I have not.
I'm going to tell you, you'd need to reach for some sort of beverage to wash that sucker down.
I'd just rather not eat a cookie in that sense. Like, I'd just rather not.
It'll leave you doing this, like, like, you know, it's a little
chalky.
A little chalky. Mm-hmm. You see where sometimes you need a little gluten, maybe.
Hey, did you eat the orange chicken?
I did eat the orange chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I did eat it and I liked it. I can do that. Like, cause even if I can do a Chinese restaurant, every now and then I can do sweet and sour chicken.
Okay.
If it's really good. And so that is my only Chinese. If it has a water chestnut, I don't even want you to mm-hmm. talk to me about it. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then now what I also did is I steamed some fresh broccoli with the orange chicken. So we had like the rice and then the broccoli. So you can kind of
put that on my list. Hey.
Yeah. So you do like the orange sauce and the broccoli and the whole thing. But you know, my people love Chinese food.
Yeah. Well, mine too. And that's why I'm thinking like that would be a great thing to have on hand.
Yes.
During the mm-hmm. holidays. Cause I could whip that up.
Yep.
That would be delicious.
Yeah, and it was good reheated. I mean, like, and I just put it, like, the next day, like, we ate it left over, and you just put, then I just did the rice in the microwave, and I put the chicken back on a cookie sheet and heated it back up. So it's easy to reheat, too.
Okay, well, I'm totally doing that one night. Because we even talked about getting, about maybe doing Chinese takeout on Christmas Eve, but I could just mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, it's really good. I have to say, I was skeptical because I was like, I just don't know how good, is this orange chicken going to be like I've got some Tyson chicken nuggets, you know, like, that Caroline used to eat when she was little, but it was, which don't get me wrong, those are delicious, but I just didn't know what the consistency would be, but they're nice and crispy. It's good.
Hey, is there some sort of gravel spreading going on at your house?
No. Does it sound like there is?
There's something super staticky going on.
Oh, right. Still right now?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't hear it on my end.
Okay. It's only when you talk, it gets real staticky.
Well, I don't, maybe it's my microphone might be going out.
After all these years.
After all these years, it may be time for a new microphone.
Hey, you said something that made me think, hold on, orange chicken, broccoli, sweet and sour chicken. I don't remember what it was. There was something there I was going to say something about, but I don't know what it was. Maybe maybe it'll come back to me. Okay, so you know, last night, I texted you because I saw a rumor online that may or may not be true
Yes, but let's hope it is.
about Courteney Cox and Matthew Perry and the possibility that they're dating in real life.
I mean, would that not be the cutest if Monica and Chandler were together in real life?
Oh my word. Like I thought the reaction I'm having to this is a sad statement on really me. I mean, it says a lot about really maybe that I need to get out more. Maybe that I was way too invested in this show when I was in my 20s, and I don't know, maybe just a lot of things, but I was like, oh, that is
No,
perfect.
it is perfect. Well, because here's the thing, they're old friends, and I love
Yeah.
that's just there's something about that where if you just go, oh, you were that was it. Here was my old friend. I didn't know, you know? I don't know. I would really like to see it work out for those two kids.
I would too. I would too. Anyway, again, I don't even know if this is true. Just the possibility of it was enough to sideline me for about an hour from really doing anything productive.
Well, for sure. Oh, for sure. Listen, if you think I haven't already like zoomed in, have you seen that Kate and William put out their Christmas card this year?
No.
Oh, it's online. And
Okay,
listen,
hold on.
the cutest. Oh my gosh, those
Oh, I see it.
aren't they cute?
They're so cute. Oh my word, they're cute.
I mean, that's just a beautiful family.
Okay, but I need to say this. I really, deep down in my heart, feel like Kate's bangs were a mistake.
Oh, for sure. She did not want those bangs. Yeah, I think that was a postpartum decision. And I think we've all been there, Kate. We've all been there.
We've all we like because like you can scroll down to when like when George was little. And her hair is like there's no bangs, and it's just like the bangs are, yeah. Again,
Yeah.
it was
It was.
probably an impulsive move.
And well, you know, now she's cut it to like shoulder length.
Right.
And so I think they're trying to kind of even it out, which it does look better. It makes the bangs blend, but she needs to go back to no bangs. It's what's happened to all of us.
It has. I saw a picture. I was scrolling through my iPhoto not too long ago, and I saw a picture of us. From She Speaks, like, I don't, how long was that? Like 8 years ago, something like
Yeah,
that. It was a while back, and it
long
was a
time.
picture of us. And I thought about both of us. I was like, oh, look, we were trying to have bangs. Like, that's precious.
Yeah, and it wasn't good. It wasn't. That's funny because I saw there was a picture of me with Kelly Stamps from that compassion dinner that we did in Birmingham. Like, when
Yes,
was that? Probably
yes.
same, like 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, so that
And
pop
I,
up on your Facebook.
yeah, it did. It
Me
said, this
too.
is what you were doing, however many. And I was like, that hair wasn't doing me any favors. Those bangs that I was trying to have, because they kind of look like Kate's in that I was trying to grow them out, but you could see them, and it's just choppy. It looks too choppy.
Yeah, it's tough. Like that's a hard realization. And I even got my hair cut a couple of days ago, and when I was talking to Carla and she said, "What do you want to do?" And I was like, "Hey, this bang thing where they're long enough where I can tuck them behind my ears, this is where I need to be all the time. Like, you don't need to let me, anytime I say, like, what if we take the bangs a little shorter? It's just a no. Let's don't and say we did. Like, it's a bad idea."
It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. And I want it to be a good idea, but they just never are.
I
Because
know.
you can see them on people, but it just does not work. It just
It's
does not work.
a road paved with regret.
It is. It is. I got real tickled this morning though on the Kate and William Christmas card because Honest Toddler, you know, on
Oh,
Twitter,
yeah.
which I think are so funny, is they Honest Toddler posted the Christmas card picture and said, "Surprise, look who's in mom's lap and who's standing like a rat-faced commoner trying to remember what hugs feel like." I got so tickled. I was like, oh, that is perfect. That is perfect. It made
Trying
me
to
laugh.
remember what hugs feel
What
like.
hug trying to remember what hugs feel like. I mean, that George, listen, I could just,
Oh, I
I
could.
mean, good night. He's the cutest little
He
thing.
is the cutest little thing. And
So,
you can tell he is well acquainted with some mischief.
oh yeah. Yeah, I think he's gonna give everybody a run for their money for sure.
He's
So
darling.
I know. So guess what I'm gonna do here in a little bit? I'm gonna go up to the AT&T store.
Oh, gosh.
Because I got to figure out our phone situation.
Wait, you don't have another bill issue, do you?
No, I do not have enough. They finally fixed my bill issues, and I'm now on auto pay, which I'm so excited
Oh,
about.
delightful.
Yeah, it's perfect. But we're reevaluating all our phones. Perry came home. He had a school board meeting, and he came home this morning. And this morning, he said words I never thought he would utter, which is, "I think I need to get a smartphone."
Oh, it's a new day.
I think apparently his fellow school board members were talking about technology and such, and he realized maybe he and his flip phone are a little behind the times.
Well, listen, it does what he needs it to do.
It does. It makes phone calls. That's all. He doesn't know why you need it to do any more than that. Mm-hmm. So, and if I text him a million things, he'll be like, "Kay, you know, like last night, the school board meeting went late, and I texted him and I said, I'm going to bed, you know, whatever, doors locked, blah, blah, blah. And then he texted me back and just said, "Done." Like it was like, which I didn't see it till this morning, but he doesn't say like, "I'm on my way home," like "done." Cause that's all, when you're doing that predictive texting, you don't want to get out more than done.
Do you ever get that? Do you get 143 for "I love you" like back in 1999?
No, cause we aren't nearly that romantic.
Yeah, we're not either. What was I going to say? Well, okay. So does this mean that you think you're going to get something different?
Yes. It's time for me to get something different.
Okay. Are you going to, cause you know, I've still got a 5S.
So yeah, that's what I have. What I have.
Listen, I just, and one of the kids one day at school was like, "Miss Hudson, Miss Hudson, you need a new phone." And I was like, "But I really don't," is the thing. Like, it's fine. Uh-huh. I've loved this phone. This phone has become a part of my life and my heart in ways that no phone has before. And
yes. Like, yes.
It's really small. And I was like, well, yeah, it is.
I know. But people that are carrying around that 6 Plus, but I mean, just carry an iPad around and call it a day.
I know. But my friends who have a 6 Plus, and my sister has a 6 Plus, and they love it. I'm like, and like Daphne has a 6 Plus. I'm like, that is a lot of phone to hold to have a conversation, but they love it.
Wow.
Like, and I guess part of it is just if you use your phone a lot to read, you know, stuff online or to that, you know, I guess it's really handy because it's like a mini tablet, but that's too big for me.
Yeah, that's way too big. I can't get into carrying that big thing around. So I will not get the Plus. I'll get the 6. I guess I'm going to get the 6S. I need to go to AT&T. Here's the thing is I'm going to go up there and I'm going to try to, in my mind, I'm going to wheel and deal with them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, I need phone upgrades. I need this. Because we're all due for an upgrade. Mm-hmm. Like, I need this. I need that. What kind of deal can you get me today? And they're going to tell me some nonsense about whatever that's going to end up costing an arm and a leg, but they're going to couch it in such language where it feels like I'm really getting a phone for free. Which
I know they are.
Not, you know, I'm not. But anyway, so I got to go play that game here in a little bit.
Oh, goodness.
I know.
Well, we've talked about it, but I don't know. I'm just, you know, me and my little 5S, we're just fine.
Well, that's, you know, my favorite phone that I've had of all my iPhones was my 4. I guess it was a 4S. I don't know. It was whatever my iPhone 4 was like my very favorite of all my iPhones.
Really?
It worked better. It held a charge better. It was my favorite of all my phones.
Well, I don't think I never had a 4. I don't know what I had, but I don't think I ever had a 4.
It's hard to keep it all straight.
It really is. But I do love my little phone. I even bought a case for it. And I felt like I needed a new case. And I got one off Amazon for honestly like $4.
Well, because
who's buying 5S cases? Nobody.
Nobody.
Your mom.
Nobody.
I mean, like.
Yeah. That. While she dances in the carpool line.
While she dances in the car. Exactly. Like nobody's buying a 5S case.
No. No. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. So. Anyway, so that's my big plan for the day. And then Caroline gets out of school at noon today, so I got to go pick her up.
Oh, fun. We've got to go run a few little errands and then apparently I'm going to go to Trader Joe's and get the stuff to make orange chicken and fried rice. Hey, I still haven't used my mascara stuff, my eyelash stuff.
What's the problem? Why? What's going on?
I just have wanted like a wide open expanse of time to try it where I did not have to like, what if it makes my eyes turn red? What if it makes my eyes water? Like I wanted to wait until I didn't have to go to work every day to sort of work it into my life and my schedule.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's understandable.
I guess tonight I will use it for the first time.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait to hear how it goes. That means by Valentine's Day, you should notice some longer, thicker eyelashes.
Does it really take that long?
I mean, I think it takes a good month of using it to really see.
You know, this is not my strength. Like, this is not my strength. Like, where I've got to really do something for that long for that payoff. I'm gonna need you to cover this thing in prayer, and maybe I don't know
that you have some supernatural results. Uh-huh. Yes, some supernatural eyelash results. It takes a little while, but then once you have it, you have it. But I'm same way, because I'm trying to, like, right now I'm in a whole thing where I'm trying to get rid of these brown spots on my face, which are the bane of my existence.
Right. And I would say that is the way I am about mascara, is for you. Like, that's your elusive unicorn.
It is. And so I don't know. And so my the girl that I go to for facials, she wants me to try some skin lightening something. Anyway, I don't know. We'll see what happens with all of it. So your prayers would be much appreciated. I'll pray for your eyelashes.
Yes.
You can pray for brown spots.
Yes. Yes. So, hey, have you ever downloaded an app called, I've got two I want to mention real quick. And I know we've been talking for a while, but I mean, you know, since we only do these things about once a month, why not? Okay. I've got two things. One is WordBrain. Have you ever downloaded WordBrain?
Which one is that? Is it where all the words, like, it's jumbled up and you've got to figure out?
The letters are in tiles and you've got to connect the.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I have done that, but I never could get past a certain level. That's not my strength.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
You're probably great at it.
No, I'm really not. But I'm intrigued enough by it to continue to play.
Okay.
And then the other thing was this list app. Have you seen that?
No. What is that?
Okay, it's something called the List app, and the only reason I found out about it was because Jen Lancaster and Mindy Kaling use it.
Oh.
And you can make lists on your phone, and then you can post your list, like a link to those lists on Twitter. So Jen Lancaster posted this thing, like, that the time in New York when I forgot I wasn't cool, and it was a list of things that had happened on a trip to New York.
Oh.
And then it's kind of like Instagram. When you post it, you can link it to your, you know, to your Twitter or whatever. Anyway, those are two things I'm kind of considering working into my routine.
Okay. Well, I think both of those sound great. I have not added any new, I can't remember the last time I put a new app on my phone.
What you doing there, Gladys?
I'm sorry. I just realized while we were sitting here talking that I haven't paid our utility bill. Got real nervous. They're about to cut our hair off. I got a reminder on my email and I got real nervous all of a sudden. I was like, hold on, Christmas is going to be ruined.
I remember that Christmas when the Shankles didn't have power.
Yes, that's why I was like, I got to get on here right now and pay. Oh, God.
Well, there's some urgency in your typing. Well,
I know. I got nervous. I was like, oh, my gosh. Because you should see, we're like the Griswolds. So I'm like, we're pulling more energy than ever. So if they're ever going to cut us off, this would be the time.
Oh, golly.
I know. No, I haven't added a new I'm trying to think the last app I've added. I did have to download the Priceline app when I got to Houston the other day and realized I had made my reservations for the wrong night. And I had to.
That is terrible.
Oh, it was awful. Which fortunately they had a room, but I mean, I'd already valet parked and everything. And then it was like, well, I can't. Oh, that's my.
I was going to say, hey, Mabel.
That is Mabel. She's right here next to me on the couch. So that was that. And then, I have not, but no, I don't know a useful app. So I'm interested to know about this because maybe that's something I might do. Maybe what I need is one that's a reminder to pay my utility bill.
Well, you know, for like really like day-to-day lists, I have really grown to love Wunderlist, the Wunderlist app.
Oh, okay. What is that?
And that's not because this, the list app I mentioned earlier is more like something to use to be funny or to
yes.
If you want to kind of write a mini blog post, that's really just a list.
Okay.
But the Wunderlist app, you can, like I have on mine, like I have categories like Alex, Christmas, Costco, something from work, groceries, possible talks. Like if I think of something, I think, oh, I may want to do like sometime when I speak, I may want to talk about that. Prayer, writing. Okay. And like you have categories and then you build your to-do list inside. But here's what I really love is that when you, let me find one. When you, let me see if I can make the sound. I don't know if it will or not, but when you check something off, you get this lovely little chime, like ding.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
which I respond to that, but it's, oh, well, it's that great. And you can,
I love that.
Yeah. And you can share your list. So like David and I can share a list and he can add to like the grocery list from his phone. Does that make sense? And it pops up on my list.
Oh, well, maybe once Perry gets his
smartphone
mm-hmm. We could be high tech like that.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And you can just make lists after, and you can make subcategories and all that kind of stuff. But it really is, for me, it's way more helpful than just the reminder section, because you can categorize stuff and you can put it in folders.
Yes.
And so if I think, oh, I need that from Costco, I can just add it to the Costco list and it's there when I get to Costco.
Oh, you know, I put all that, you know where I put all that? Like I'm a pioneer in just the notes section of my phone.
Yeah. So this will change your whole life.
Okay.
And then it goes away too. Like it, so when you check it, it archives it, but it disappears from your list. Like it vanishes, which is wonderful.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm going to have to look into that. Maybe that'll be my New Year's resolution, mm-hmm. is I'm going to update all the way I use technology.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of, have you ever thought about, and I know we've been talking forever too, but any kind of writing software, we've talked about this a little bit before, but like Scrivener or any of those.
You know, I downloaded like the trial for Scrivener.
Yeah, and?
Right. I think when I was starting like the proposal for this book. And it's too much for me. It's too many things. Okay. Now, I think if I were pulling in, if I needed maps and, which, I mean, granted, I've probably used that kind of stuff more with this book, but I kind of still like, I don't know. I like to thumb through a Bible for some reason when I'm writing. Like I like to,
I like
to turn the pages. And so for me, the Scrivener thing was a little bit much. So I'm still just in Word.
Okay.
I'm just in Word.
Yeah, that's probably me too. Because, you know, I pretty much just write like I'm having a conversation.
Me
with
too.
You.
Like, mm-hmm. I was working last night on a new chapter, and I thought, well, I don't know that this is going to make any sense to anybody. But my mm-hmm. goodness, I have just had a conversation with myself.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, that's mine. It's all just stream of consciousness type thing.
So I think if I were more, and you know, I've done the post-it notes this time, like on a poster yes. board where I kind of try to think through a chapter before I sit down to write it. But that's more because I think I'm trying to juggle a Bible story with real life stories. And so I need to kind of, I have to kind of plot where I want, how I want them to intersect. If
yeah.
That, like I kind of have to think about that before I start to write. And I could do that on something like Scrivener's, or I could also do it with a piece of poster board from Walgreens and some post-it
yes.
notes.
Yes, that's, and I think maybe I'm just more old school when it comes to that type of stuff.
But the people who use Scrivener seem to love it. I mean, seem to really be a fan.
I agree, but I don't know that I'm meant to be. But I'm a late adopter. I'm a late technology adopter.
I am too. I told somebody that recently. Like, just because something comes out, I don't jump on board. It takes me a while. Twitter's probably the only thing I jumped on board instantly when it came out.
And yeah. Yeah, you and me both. That's mm-hmm. remember we both, because somebody told it and we were like, well, this Twitter apparently is going to be a thing.
and you know what it was?
Twitter turned out to remain
my favorite. And so
is Twitter your favorite? You feel like Twitter's your favorite?
Twitter or Instagram, I think, are my favorites. I mean, I like Instagram.
I think Instagram has taken over as my favorite. I like the pictures.
I do too. I do like the pictures. But Twitter, I feel like it's weird. If I'm going to read news, it's usually going to be because I pull it from Twitter. Does that make sense? Like, Twitter's actually more of an aggregator for me at this point. Like, it's where I get the links that I follow and all that kind of stuff. And Instagram, because I follow all my real life people on Instagram.
Yes.
That's fun. And that's how I keep up with my kids, like from school who have graduated and stuff like that. So that's fun.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree. That's Twitter. That's true. Because like with all the Aggie football stuff happening this week, I mean, Twitter's my source because mm-hmm. you're seeing what everybody's tweeting, articles that people are writing and all that stuff. So that is true.
I don't know. What was that? What did we have when we first started our blogs? What was that aggregator we used? We got before even Google Reader. Do you remember? Was it Bloglines? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it was called Bloglines. Is that right?
So, Bloglines. And so Twitter to me is kind of what Bloglines was to me way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. 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 Isn't that weird how it all changes so much?
It's so weird.
Technology is a wonder.
I'm telling you, it is a fast moving train.
I know. Yeah.
Did you get your bill paid, by the way?
I did. I got my bill paid. I feel good about it now. I can relax in the knowledge that, and I paid it. I didn't even send in, like, I was like, no, I'm paying that sucker with a credit card right now because I was afraid they're going to cut off my power. I got panicked.
Listen, we can't have that. We can't have that.
I'd never hear the end of it. I'm like, no, I can't. Because then you know that would require like a trip down there to get it turned back on or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be pleasant.
It's hard to be super organized like that. It's hard to be really together and have it all going. In fact, I just laughed because Caroline, well, I told you she made the school soccer team.
Is that the dog I'm hearing?
I don't know. I just stretched. Was it me?
Oh, it may have been you. Okay. I thought.
Okay. I don't know. I'm stretching because, you know, it's early. Uh-huh. But I do have both dogs right here with me. But so Caroline made the soccer team and they sent home a list yesterday of all the stuff that, of course, we need to do, mm-hmm. which I laughed because God bless her. They gave her uniform yesterday, which I guess are just leftover uniforms. But I told Perry, I held it up and I said, oh, good news. When you make the junior school soccer team, they give a uniform that's going to fit your mom. Because it's there's those shorts. I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's no way they're going to stay up on her while she runs down the field.
Bless her.
But I emailed the coach because they had said we're going to need concession stand help for – you know, a couple of different games. And so we need parents to volunteer. So I emailed and I said, I would be happy to volunteer. Just let me know how we can help. I was super enthusiastic. And she has now since emailed me and wants to know if I want to co-chair this concession thing.
Hey, I could have told you. Now listen, this is where I don't have insight to offer on many things, but I do on junior high and high school activities. I could have told you, sister, what you're really setting yourself up for is to run that whole thing within like 2 years.
I can't, nobody wants me in charge of anything. I can't even pay my utility bill on time. And so I can't be in charge of, because what's going to happen is concession stand, they're going to be like, well, where are the giant pretzels? Well, somebody forgot to order them. And it's going to be me every mm-hmm, time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't even know what they sell at the concession stand. I just know you don't want me in charge of it.
Sure. Yeah. That's how I feel about pretty much everything.
Mm-mm. I need to be an Indian, not a chief.
Yes, me too. All day.
And especially when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Me too, sister.
I get stressed out.
I do too. It flies in the face of every way that I'm wired, that level of detail.
No, I can't do it. So I got to figure that out. So.
Well, maybe you can find it. Maybe like a type A person.
Yes, that's what I need. I need a good type A control freak person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let's think about that. Let's pray for that and for my brown spots and for your eyelashes.
For my eyelashes.
We need a Christmas miracle in all
in this book. Let's not leave this book out.
Oh, yeah. And your book. That might be important. Oh, God.
Have mercy. Okay. Well, anything else that's urgent or?
I can't think anything else. You?
No, I can't. I can't really think of anything that's pressing. That's
okay. I think we've covered it all. I'm a little sad we don't have Travis on here to give us a.
I know. We do need Travis to give us like a, maybe I can call him and get him to sing us a little tag for the end.
Maybe so. That would be.
He'll sing us out on this one.
Oh, that would be so nice. That would be so nice if he could. It would give it a Christmas air.
Hey, last thing. What's been your favorite Christmas song this Christmas? Is there one that's taken up, that's been your priority?
I don't know. I need to think about it. Do you? What's yours?
Well, I have Loved in the First Light all over again, just like I've never heard it that Travis did. I've just loved in the First Light. And then, you know, I'm always a Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. I think this year.
I do love that one. Christy Knuckles' version.
Yeah. Oh, I for sure love her version. Mm-hmm. This year, though, I've had this thing where it has been much more to me, like I have thought about it much more from the perspective of, and this is my nerdy English major side, so I apologize. Mm-hmm. But I've thought about it much more from the perspective of us waiting on Jesus to come back than I have on waiting on the birth of the baby. And it's been really sweet to me this year for some reason. I think because I taught a lesson early in the Christmas season about waiting. And mm-hmm. So I think it kind of framed how I viewed it. So I've really loved that one.
I love, you know what song I love every year and I forget until I love that Chris Tomlin, I'd like his new Christmas album, but that old one.
Oh, yes.
is still my very favorite. And I love My Soul Magnifies the Lord.
I love My Soul Magnifies the Lord.
That yes. to me, like every year when I hear it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot how much I love that song. And I love his version of Joy to the World. Yes. On that album.
That version yeah. of Noel on the new one, though, with Lauren Daigle is pretty, it's pretty good.
It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gorgeous. But I love, yeah, that My Soul Magnifies the Lord. And I'll tell you what I listened to, and it was when I was driving to some speaking thing, and I just had my music on, like, rotation. And All Sons and Daughters song, the Greater You Lord, which is not a Christmas song. Mm-hmm. But that where it goes into that thing where it says, all the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. And that to me, like, I was like, that feels very Christmassy in that, like, the earth is, like, waiting for him. Mm-hmm. And so that took on a Christmas meaning for me too.
That's where I've been with this Kirk Franklin CD that I can't quit talking about. There's a song called When, mm-hmm. and there's this verse in there that says, when will you come for your daughters and sons? We're homesick. We try, but we don't belong. And every time, like, see right now, like, it just wrecks me every time. Like, that that homesickness. Mm-hmm. Sorry here to take it down so reflective right at the end. But
that's what we do.
Yeah, that's been so sweet to me. Like, that whole notion of being homesick. I think everybody feels that to some degree.
Yeah. Yeah, we're restless. There's a restlessness. We are.
I thought, well, I wish I'd heard this before when I was writing that last book. That'd have been a good way to end it, but oh well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, anyway, I'm going to see if I can get Mr. Cottrell to
sing us on out.
To do a Skype call real quick and sing us out.
Okay, all right. Well, I feel safe to say this will be our last podcast before Christmas.
So yeah, but hey, maybe we can do one for New Year's.
That's a good goal because we're going to be home and around, and it's not like you have a book due or anything. So
I know, but it's you're not going to be doing anything. It's a good break to be able to talk and to, you know, to work to work through some goals or some dreams or some hopes.
There you go. All right. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for listening, as always.
Yep. See y'all later.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello?
No.
Have you thought about what you would like to sing?
No.
Come on.
I'm singing Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Wars and the stars.
See, we could do a whole podcast of just this. You could just pick phrases.
Right.
And then sing them like Neil Diamond, and we'd be fine.
Boo's gonna write a book. Ain't no big surprise. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
You just sort of sounded angry.
Everywhere you go.
You sounded like you were mad at Christmas in that one.
Christmas, dang it.
Christmas.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. How about ring the bells? Emmanuel has come. He's come into America today. That should have been a little higher. Today! Ding dong merrily on high. In heaven the bells are ringing. Ding dong, verily the sky is riven with angels singing. I'll give you one more obscure one.
Okay, good.
Bring a torch to Ned Isabella. Bring a torch to the cradle run.
What is that? What is
it? It is Jesus, good folk of the village. All right.
Okay. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.